We are learning Masechtas Chulin, Daf Chavav Amud Beis, and we are starting from the first Mishnah on Daf Chavav Amud Beis. There are three Mishnahs on this Daf. We're starting from the first one. We are continuing different things that have different times. That means that certain times like this, and then later on it's like that. Like we had Legabe Temed, that before ferments as then a water, after ferments as then a wine. And this is different than the earlier cases of the Perek. We were talking about contrasting two different things. Here it's the same thing, but the same thing has different zmanim, different times in its lifetime, different in its time span. It's different things, has different halachas as it goes through its time. Zokta Mishnah. We know that a person is allowed to sell his daughter. He could sell his daughter from when she's born until she's 12 years old. Once she's 12 years old, you cannot sell her as a maidservant. Why not? Because the halacha is that she goes out when she stays tired. She goes out when she comes to Gedaila. She goes out. So there's Amma Avriya. So obviously you can't sell, like the Gemara Darshan. If she goes out, you can't sell her. You only can sell until she's 12 years old. That's one halacha. That's halacha of Mechira La Amma Avriya, that a person has to sell his daughter for Amma Avriya. There's another halacha in the Torah, the parasha of Knas, that if someone is Ma'anes or Mefata, a woman, a girl, a man is mefata or is ma'anes a girl, the law is that you have to give a knas to the father. And so when is this knas? What age? So it says in the pasuk, v'nosa na'ish ha'sheichiv imo la'aviyah naira chamishim kesef. It says naira. So the sheer pashtus of knas is 6 months, from 12 years old to 12 and a half in terms of beigris. We'll see, maybe it's a machlaikas. But zok the Mishnah, which means anytime you could sell her, which means she's under bas mitzvah, ain't knas, no knas. When it reaches the zman of knas, which is 12 years old, ain't mecher, is no mecher. So in her lifetime, so until 12, she could sell her. 12 to 12 and a half, she gets a knas. That's how our Mishnah says. This is going with the yes, knas mokim mecher. There is a time where they both overlap. Knas mokim mecher. The time of the Brisa. Ktana bas yom echad, ach tovi beisayris, yesh lo mecha. A ktana, from when she's born until she turns 12, or beisayris, you could sell her, but ain't la knas, she has no knas. But tovi beisayris, once she reaches 12 years old, ach certificate, until she comes up by geras, yesh lo knas, is a knas, but ain't la mecha, there's no mecha. Divir amei, that's like our Mishnah. Shere amei oimer, komak mecha ain't knas. Calls man that she has mecha until 12, there's no knas. Komak mecha knas, ain't mecha. And calls man, there's a knas, which is 12 and on, until 12 and a half, ain't mecha. That when she's ready, royal abia from 3 years old until 12 and a half, there is knas. Bring our knas in. There is time when there's mecha, makam knas. So Rashi breaks it down. From 1 day old until three, you only have mecha, no knas. From 3 to 12, they overlap. You have knas and mecha. From 12 to 12 and a half, you only have knas. Those are three levels. So till 3 is only mecher, 3 to 12 is both, 12 to 12 and a half is only knas. That's the Rabbanon. Our Mishnah is not like the Rabbanon. So the new Mishnah. What's Mian? Mian is that if a woman is married with Kedushin de Rabbanon, which means when she has a father, her father can Mekadosh her even when she's a Ketana, even when she's little. But if she doesn't have a father anymore, then there's no way to have a Maaseh Kedusha with a Ketana. She doesn't have Das, she can't accept Kedusha. I give it to her mother. Menatayr is Odin that her mother or her brothers can Mekab her Kedusha. But the Rabbanon, we did say it. Now, there's a certain quirk when it comes to the Din of Kedusha the Rabbanon that she doesn't need to get. She could just say, you know what, I don't want you anymore, and she leaves. And it's called Mion. Mion Pasha is only Shayach when she's a Ketana. Once she's a Gedoyla, then she has Das to have Kedushin, so then it's a good Kedushin. That's one halacha. There's another halacha of Chalitza. Chalitza means that if they have Reuven and Shimon, and they're both, Reuven's married, and Reuven doesn't have children. So halacha is, if Reuven dies, Shimon has to marry his wife in order to keep his name alive. It's called Yibam. And if he doesn't want to do Yibam, he does Chalitza. You have to do Chalitza. So there's no halacha of chalitza. Now, does that have to be by a gedoyla or not? Does she have to be a gedoyla or not? So zok the Mishnah. Komokoim shiyesh miyun ein chalitza, v'chomokoim shiyesh chalitza ein miyun. Anytime there is miyun then that means that she's a katana. There's no chalitza. Chalitza can't be done by a katana. Chamakush chalitza, and any time there's chalitza, which means she's a gedayla, ain't mean, there's no mean. That's the Mishnah says. It's calling to Rav Meir. Now, why is there no chalitza by a katana? Because the pasuk says ish in the pasuk, and we darshin we makshin ish al ish, and we say just like it has to be an ish for chalitza, same thing has to be an isha, has to be a gedayla. It says lo yach by ish, and we darshin we make a hekesh isha le ish. So Rav Meir holds that you can't do chalitza by a katana, and he also holds that mian can't be by a gedayla. And who's a chacham? We'll see. It's Rabbi Yehuda. Yes, mian b'makom chalitza. It's possible to have mian even after the age of chalitza. The time in a brisa. Ad mase abas mamenes. Until when could a girl who has kedusha d'rabbanan do mian? Asked over she has tiris. Rabbi, until she comes to gedayla, she has two tiris. Rabbi Yehuda, Imer, no. Zudib Rabbi Yehuda, Imer. Achi arba shachar alavon. You need more than two tiris. You need that there's more shachar than open space, which means more here than open space, and therefore it's an older age. It's an older age. So a kaponim, since it's an older age, so therefore you see, even she became a gedayla, still she could do mian. So now Rashi in Masechtas Nida does speak out. I think it's Masechtas Nida speaks out. Im loy baal achas shegadla. If it were a ball after gedayla, then vada she became have kedusha d'oraisa already. You can't do mian. It means in a case where there was nothing done after she became a gedayla. According to Rav Meir, you cannot do mian after you become a gedayla. According to Rav Yehuda, you could do mian after you become a gedayla, even but as long as you don't have kedusha d'oraisa. So therefore, the klal Rav Mishnah only stems according to Rav Meir and not according to Rav Yehuda. Actually, the Rashi speaks out that it's possible to say a different way also, that there is a sheet that holds that you could do chalitza by a ketana in Mestachas Yivamas. So you could have said, Zudiv Rameya, Avacham Oirim, there's chalitza by a ketana. That's the Raj, which he said, you could have spoke out here. There's another thing also, two things there. The chalitza and something else there that he could have said, instead of saying this way, but the Gemara says either way, our mission is not like Uyama, it's Dafka according to Rameya. Zok the Mishnah Vaita, the last Mishnah in Perek Rishon of Mestachas Chulim. Zok the Mishnah, kol makom sheyesh tekiya ein havdala. Anytime there's tekiya shofar, in order to signal that there's an iser malacha, there's no havdala. Kol makom sheyesh havdala, anytime you make an havdala, ain't tekiya, there can't be any tekiya. Now what are we talking about? If we're talking about regular Erev Shabbos, where they blew shofar, in order to be mavdil the oilum from doing malacha, so obviously no havdala, you don't make havdala Erev Shabbos. And much of Shabbos, why would you do tekiah? It's not becoming osur b'malacha. So what does it mean? Anytime there's tekiah, no avdalah. Zok the mishnah ketzad. I'll tell you what's the case. Yom tiv shechali is b'erev Shabbos. A yom tiv dechali of Shabbos. Like this year in Shavuot. Shavuot is out on Friday. And then Friday to Shabbos. So do you make avdalah between Friday and Shabbos? Between Shavuot and Shabbos? No. But you do need a tekiah. Why? Because Shabbos is osur more malacha than yom tiv. So Yom Tov Shchalis Be'er Shabbos, Toikim B'Vloim Avdilim. You do Tekiah Shofar to tell everyone, by the way, Shabbos is coming, you can't cook anymore. But V'Vloim Avdilim, there's no Avdala. You didn't make Avdala between Yom Tov and Shabbos. But Matzah Shabbos, let's say Yom Tov lands up on Sunday, you have Shabbos and Sunday, Matzah Shabbos Avdilim, you make Avdala. We do it in the middle of Kiddush, and we do it in the middle of Davening, V'Toy Dienu, V'Loi Toikim. And you don't blow Shofar because you're going down a notch from Shabbos to Yom Tov. Ketzim Avdilim, how you make Avdala on Matzah Shabbos goes to the Yom Tov, they're both Kaddish. So one Madiyama says, Hamavdil make Kaddish to Kaddish. You say, Mavdil and Kaddish, different levels of Kaddish. Rabbi Seimer, you say, Ben Kaddish Chomer le Kaddish Akal. So we say between Kaddish Chomer and Kaddish Akal, that's what we say. It's two Pshatim of Avdala. But it's very clear now what it means. Kamakav Yash Tekiah and Avdala, Kamakav Yash Tekiah and Avdala, and Tekiah, because talking about Shabbos and Yom Tov together, now we understand what this means. So like the Gemara, Heichi Tekiah. The Gemara is assuming that the tekiah you do on Friday going into Shabbos, that's a Yom Tov, it's a different tekiah. Because, yeah, it's not a regular case where we're going from a weekday to a Shabbos. Therefore, we should do the tekiah different in order to show that it's not a regular Kedusha Shchol to Kedusha Shchomer, it's a Kedusha Chamura to a Kedusha Shmol Chamer. It's going to a bigger Chamer. You have to make a different type of tekiah. So, hey, tekiah, how do you change? What do you change in the tekiah? Machlaikas. I'm Rav Yehuda. Tekeya Maria Matech Tekeya. Usually, you do a Tekeya, Teruah, Tekeya. Here, the Teruah comes straight out of Tekeya. You go to, straight into it. Rav Asi Omar, Tekeya Maria Meshiva Achas. You could do Meshiva Achas, one Meshima. Rashi says, Meshiva Achas, Mekomoko Mafsikim in time. It's not like the first sheet. The first sheet says the Teruah goes straight out of the Tekeya. The second sheet says, no, it doesn't go straight out, but it's been a Shema Achas. So one Shema. And there's a big Shaila in the Paiskim in Beis Yosef in Hilchos Tekeya Shofar that we know certain, there's a Machlokes in Shema Achas, two Neshimas. When it says a Shema Achas, it means a Hefsik in between or not. So the Imam is they're busy with this Rashi. The Steerus, there's different. Paiskim have different ways to learn this Rashi. Is this a raya that the Shema Achas always means a hefsek? Or maybe dafka over here, because here it has to be different than the first one, the Arba. That's what means a hefsek. But really, the Shema Achas can be without a hefsek. That's a big shayla. Zageya, our Shvarim Teruahs, which we do with the Shema Achas, we do two. Do we make a hefsek in between or not? That's the shayla. Even the Shema Achas, it's totally in this sugya. It's a big sugya in Hilchos Tekeya Shofar. But back here, we have two ways to make a shiro. Either the Teruah comes out of Tekeya or the Shema Achas. Askin Rav Asi Behutzal. Rav Asi was Masakin Hutzal Kishmaitse. Like his Shmaitse, what they did was the Shema Achas. They didn't do a Teruah Metoicha Tekeya, they did the Shema Achas. Meisvei Masio Kasho. Yom Tiv Shechal Yisbar of Shabbos. It says in a Braiso that Yom Tiv, it's this Tosefta actually, that says Yom Tiv Shechal Yisbar of Shabbos, Toikim Veloy Merim. You do Tekeya, no Teruah. And so it sounds like that's the Shinui. We just said the Shinui is that you do the Teruah, but you do it different. Here's Mas, you don't do the Teruah at all. My love, Loi Merin Klal. So it's a Kasha. Or no. Loi Rav Yehudim Taretz Tamei, Rav Asim Taretz Tamei. Rav Yehudim Taretz Tamei, Loi Merin Fnei Atzma, El Matech Tekeya. You don't make a Teruah by itself, El Matech Tekeya. Rav Asi, that's what I mean. Loi Merin means, Loi Merin doesn't mean not Merin. It means not Merin like regular. You do it different. You do Metecha Tekeya. Rav Asi Taretz Tamei, Loi Merin Meshtei Neshimas, El Meshiva Achas. You do it different. You don't do two Neshimas, do one Neshima.
Remember, according to Rav
Yeah.
What do you do?
Do two neshimas. Yeah, two neshimas. That's the difference. Two neshimas. It's two separate things. It's tekiya, true or tekiya. So tomorrow, it says, if Matzah Shabbos, that was Yontif, you do a different type of Avdala. What do you do? It's Machlaikis. Hamavda ben Kodesh to Kodesh, or ben Kodesh Chomer le Kodesh Akal. Matzah Shabbos, Heicha. Where do you say the Lachshon, Hamavda ben Kodesh to Kodesh? Heicha Amala, or Avuda bechasimasa. You do it in the chasima. You do it in the chasima. Rav Sheshis, the Rav Yidi Amar, af bepsichasa. You do it also in the beginning. You say, do you say like this? Hamavdim and kodesh tochar v'ol lechayish v'shol ha'avim. Then you say, Baruch Hashem, Hamavdim and kodesh tochaydish. That's one way, only in the chasima. Or the other way is that you do it from the beginning already. Hamavdim and kodesh tochaydish v'ol lechayish v'shol ha'avim. That's the question. So one man yam says dafka bechasima. And one of them says, even b'psicha as well. Bless Hilchos HaKavos say. We don't pass in that way, because when we say the first, the Bains, we're not talking about us. We're not talking about Shabbos Dafka. We're talking about in the Torah. In the Torah you find, Hamavdu ben Kodesh Lachol, which is a pasuk in the Torah. It says in the Torah, Lahavdu ben Kodesh Lachol. This is a pasuk in Parashas Re'ei. So, there's one like the between Yidin and Goyim. So it's a havdalah you find in the Torah. Hamavdim b'kodesh l'chol. Ben or l'chayshach, you find in the Torah also. Vayavdil ben or l'chayshach, in the Torah you find the Bereishis. And ben Yisrael l'amim, it says in the Pasuk, v'avdil eschem l'amim. So we're just doing seder havdalahs. That's what we're doing. In the chasima we're talking about today. So therefore, less hilchos kavah say that you change it in the psichi. You only change it in the chasima. Rabbi Deiser ben kodesh chomer l'chayshach kavah. Less hilchos kavah say, we also don't pass it like that. Why not? Because the reason is, like Rashi says, because we're not mezalzel b'yom to call kodesh akal. Yom is not kodesh akal. It's not a light kodesh. It's a ben kodesh akal, but not kodesh akal. So we don't hold like that either. Amrav Zera, yom tov shchalis be'emtzah Shabbos. If you have yom tov middle of the week, so maybe there you should say a different lashon. So he says no. You say the regular lashon. Amar mavdu ben kodesh akal ben or lechoshech ben yisrael la'amim b'yom ha'shvi'i shesh me'masa. What's the Havim in here? Why are you saying B'yam HaShu Yisrael Masa? We're not talking about that. Terry says, no, because we're saying the Seyda Havdalos. My time is Seyda Havdalos HaMayinu. Just giving what the Torah calls Seyda Havdalos. And B'yam HaShu Yisrael Masa, Rashi says, that's Ben Kodesh L'chol. That's what the Torah means, Ben Kodesh L'chol. So just giving Seyda Havdalos And that's when we might. And therefore, the weekday when you do a regular Avdol of Yontif, by the way, out of Besamim and the Eish, but you do the regular Havdalah Loshen of Shabbos, even on Matzah Yontif when it's the middle of the week. So again, the only time we change the Havdalah is only Matzah Shabbos going into Yontif. And Avada, Yontif going to Shabbos, don't do Havdalah at all, like the Mishnah says. Because they were going to higher Kedusha, there's no Havdalah at all. It's only the opposite, from Shabbos to Yontif, do you do Havdalah. And we pass again, you only say being Kodesh to Kodesh in the Chasima, not in the Psicha. Hadra Loch, Perek HaKoyel Sheikhtim, Beli Neder.